Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290, 564-1290. Or you can reach Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor, after the program at 898-4242, 898-4242, and at RadioRealEstate.com. I like the way that guy sounds. Mark Schneidman here. Welcome back. Should state, county, city government dictate housing development to local neighborhoods without citizens' input? And how much citizens' input is too much? If you read the Santa Barbara News Press over the weekend, Andy Caldwell from CoLab thinks that some groups have gone too far. Representing one of those groups today is a fellow who's been on the program before, and we're having him back despite the fact that he has two first names. Good morning, Gary Earle.
How you doing, Mark?
Thanks a lot for coming in.
I don't think communities can have too much input. I think every piece of input you can have from citizens is what democracy is all about. So I totally disagree with Andy Caldwell.
We'll have a chance to get Andy on the program in the coming weeks and see what he's got to say. One of the things that I support, CoLab, private property rights, and in discussing this with you just outside before walking in the studio, I was asking you if I'm hypocritical because I support a lot what you're representing in terms of trying not to overrun neighborhoods. And you started to talk a lot about the difference and the distinctions of upzoning and local issues.
Yeah.
Why don't you go into launch
people,
there?
People talk about property rights, and I think we're all in favor of property rights, depending how you define it. Your rights and your property are to do allow you to do what it's zoned for when you buy it. No one is entitled to an upzone or a rezone. Those rights belong to the community, and we entrust our elected representatives to administer that right for us.
And let's define upzoning and a lot of the issues on these four major parcels that we'll discuss that you're opposing. What are they proposing that you are opposed to?
Well, I'm not saying we're necessarily opposed to anything. What we're for the Coalition for Sensible Planning for the Goleta Valley, is adequate planning. The county is proposing to upzone four major parcels or rezone four major parcels in the Goleta Valley to high-density residential. And we're saying before you do any of that, we want an update of our community plan and for a majority of the citizens in the Goleta Valley to determine what the future of the community is going to look like and what it's going to be, and for us to have some serious input into these density issues because we feel there's not the infrastructure for what a lot of the county wants to do. We're not no growth. We are slow growth, but we are for good planning. And they're talking about putting up to 20 units per acre on these four parcels, which all average somewhere around 20 acres apiece. So you're talking potentially, 1,600 units added to the Goleta Valley. And if you take the transportation engineer's manual of, you know, up to 10 car trips per day per new home, you're talking adding 16,000 car trips to the Goleta Valley, which doesn't have the infrastructure to support that.
The mention of 20 houses per acre?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. 20 units per acre.
So let's try to put that in perspective so people could appreciate what that is and the change of what the current
I'll put it in perspective for you. I think everybody has probably seen the development at the corner of Hollister and Modoc, which we call the three-story poster child for bad planning. That is only at 16 units per acre. So if you look, go look at that and see what 16 units per acre looks like with barely any setbacks from the street, buildings that are barely a few feet apart and three stories high, you can expand that a little bit even more densely and you'll get 20 units per acre.
One of the interesting side stories on that property was that I think the reason, and we'll get into this as well, is the reason for this density is the need that, getting back to my opening comment, that state and county governments, or state specifically, I guess, is wants to see affordable housing. And my understanding on that property, Modoc and Hollister, is that the developer was willing to build units and agree not to simply even charge market rates, to try to put a cap on something and ask for a certain number of units. And the county didn't have the ability, flexibility to go along with that, and could have resulted in fewer units, but not have those real low-end affordable units, and could have been less dense. And instead, they mandated that he have more density and show up.
Who mandated that?
The county, I guess, whoever he was.
Okay, well then, I mean, these are the kinds of things that we have to fight against. I believe the citizens have a different idea of what they want their community to look like than does the county P&D and the housing juggernaut special interests.
But it was just a good thought to point out that the developer himself wasn't necessarily interested in creating.
There are other scenarios like that too. That's why I say the pressure is coming from local and state governments to create high density development, and that citizens need to provide pushback on that.
So, just looking at the area of some of these properties, a lot of the Goleta Tract homes might be on parcels that are minimal, maybe 6,000 square feet.
Yeah, you're looking at roughly four houses per acre is what the standard zoning is out there.
By the time so you add streets and everything, because if you have 6,000 into about 43,000 is more like seven houses per acre.
Yeah, but you've got to take streets and setbacks
and all that. So about 6,000 square foot parcel adds up to roughly four or five
somewhere between three and a half to five.
But still, even if it's five per acre, they want to jump from five to acre to 20.
Yeah, so you're talking 400% increase.
Interestingly enough, next week at this time, we'll be interviewing a man who does surveys for developers throughout the country and asking questions about, do you want two-story? Do you want a smaller yard and more square footage? And, you know, so developers can respond to what people want. And it'll be on, one of the programs will be on Halloween, and he's going to have a lot of war stories and horror stories on development and what happens with building itself. But so that gives people a real good sense, I think, of comparison. If existing Goleta Tract neighborhoods are roughly five houses per acre, and now right next door they're going to have 20
Right,
acre, specifically on this one off of next to San Marcos High School up
right.
on Turnpike.
And you're going to get the resulting traffic and pollution and use of resources that we can't sustain.
Now, your group, Coalition for Sensible Planning, you said earlier you're not necessarily against specific things, but you're asking and seeking to update a plan.
Right. Our community plan has been rendered obsolete by the formation of the city of Goleta several years ago. Our planning area used to include the city of Goleta. So when the city of Goleta incorporated and took away half of the planning area, they rendered the existing community plan obsolete. Which was done in 1993.
Could you say that they rendered the plan impotent?
Well,
because I don't like that. We don't allow that word on this program. I just didn't want you to go there.
Okay.
Now, so what does that mean? What are we going to, you know, it seems like, well, gosh, all these guys want is a plan.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying we're against this and that. Of course, in reality,
well,
we are against that.
We're not against housing and development, but we have to establish what the community can sustain in terms of its infrastructure, in terms of how much density you put in there.
So you come to the table and you say, look, we just want to know what's the plan. Let's have it in writing. Let's not have any surprises. People have private property rights. They own a parcel. It's zoned for five houses per acre. They should be allowed to build five houses per acre. But you're saying we not necessarily just without a plan to jump it up to 20.
Exactly.
So how can they say no to you? How can they say we don't want a plan? Are they saying that?
Well, yeah, they had been saying that, and we've been on the warpath trying to get that now for 2 years, and I believe, you know, we're finally making some headway. But if you look at the history of the last 2 years or 2.5 years, what the Coalition for Sensible Planning has had to do to get to this point, including threatening to recall our supervisor, you just wonder why it is so hard to get done out there. What other areas of the community the Board of Supervisors is falling all over to provide, particularly in Montecito. Montecito has everything you would want in a planning environment to protect your community and to keep it a nice place to live and consistent with the way the residents of that community want it.
Well, we should change the name of Goleta to Montecito Annex, and maybe we'd get some respect.
Hey, can we have a 92 or 1 or 93108 zip code?
Goleta is the Rodney Dangerfield of county planning here.
Well, I know, no respect, and we're tired of it. We're tired of being second-class citizens and being the dumping ground for county dense housing projects.
Interestingly enough, thanks to you and your flyer for Susan Rose, I think she got a contract for John Deere. She's representing Tractor. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290. The program is Radio Real Estate, and the website is radiorealestate.com. If you just tuned in, you could go back to the podcast later on and listen to this broadcast and prior broadcasts. 564-1290. My guest is a man with two first names, Gary Earle. Do you have a title? Are you director, president, secretary?
I'm president of the Coalition for Sensible Planning.
CSP, Coalition for Sensible Planning. We'll do another segment with Gary. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.